This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. 78-year-old Emil Richards is Hollywood's go-to percussionist. He was part of the legendary group of studio musicians known as the Wrecking Crew. He can be heard on more than 2,000 TV and movie soundtracks, including several that are up for Oscars tonight. NPR's Neda Ulaby has this profile.
Those snapping fingers belong to percussionist Emil Richards. He played bongos here. And he's on the marimbas in this 1980 hit. The list of albums, films, and TV show soundtracks that Emil Richards played on goes on for days, weeks, maybe months. He was born Emilio Radoccia. His parents immigrated from Italy. Richards was about six when he went along with his dad to the music store to buy his brother an accordion.
I was pulling on his pant leg. He said, I want something too. He said, what do you want? And I just pointed to the first thing I could see.
A xylophone. He played one in the Simpsons theme song. You can also hear Richards on the xylophone if you've ever seen The Flintstones, Scooby-Doo, or Family Guy.
I get to do most of the good cartoons, you know. And that's, I gotta say, some of the hardest music to play.
When he was a teenager, Richards was playing jazz in New York City nightclubs. He played in an army band, then Hollywood. There he occupied a front row seat during decades of music history. He recorded with the Beach Boys, Elvis, and Judy Garland. Frank Sinatra took a shine to Emil Richards and brought him on a 1962 world tour to help children's charities.
You and me, we sweat and strain.
And he was in top form, singing his buns off.
The album, Sinatra Live in Paris, was recorded during that tour. Richards thinks it could be the singer's best.
All of that without a breath, holding J.
Gets weary.
I get weary. And he did it every time, and it freaked me out.
The musicians flew on Sinatra's private plane with stops in Europe, Asia, and the Mediterranean.
Frank had a lot of room in the plane, so I filled the belly of Frank's plane with instruments.
Richards found them all over the world. Camel bells from Egypt, finger cymbals from Thailand, a Chinese opera drum. Emil Richards' collection of exotic instruments fascinated composers searching for new sounds. They helped shape the soundtracks for Planet of the Apes, Jaws, The Exorcist, and the TV show Lost. The huge warehouse where he stores his instruments is legendary. But right now, Emil Richards is in the middle of his living room, whipping a stick-like instrument around his head like an excited little kid. Someone brought it to him from Africa. He's not sure exactly from where.
I've discovered you could also play it like this.
It's a perfectly ordinary living room, except it's crammed with maracas, drums, gamelons, temple bells.
This is my turtle collection. They're rattles. This is called a devil chaser. They're from the Philippines.
One of Richard's passions, besides rare instruments, is his musicians' union. He's been active with Local 47 for decades, fighting so far unsuccessfully to get musicians on soundtracks named in movie credits.
The guy who brought the porta toilets gets his name up there, and the music is such an important part of a movie. My name is on about six movies.
But Richards has stories about hundreds of them, playing on Bernard Herrmann's last score for Taxi Driver, or taking a break from making the Dr. Zhivago soundtrack to perform for Igor Stravinsky, or recording the theme song to Mission Impossible.
I was studying Indian rhythms at the time. That theme is in 5/4 time, by the way.
During recording, Richards made a mistake. No one else even heard it, but Richards insisted they record it again.
And the French horn players were real bummed at me because French horn's a hard instrument to play and their lips were tired. But am I glad, because that Mission Impossible played for so many years, had I had to listen to myself play a really bad mistake, I couldn't have stood that.
Emil Richards, usually an Academy Award regular, won't be in the orchestra pit this year. he's busy with two scores for Danny Elfman and for the movie Cars 2. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.